Welcome in to the second edition of the Povit Center podcast. George Gerbo here with George Solomon, the Povit Center director, and we're celebrating a year of the undefeated with editor-in-chief Kevin Merida. And we're, first of all, happy to have you here and welcome you back to campus. George,
Kevin, what's the first year been like?
You know, it's been fantastic. It's been exhilarating. It's been challenging. You know, it's a startup. It's new, and we're evolving. And, you know, look, we've had five live events, two televised town halls, one on gun violence with athletes and community figures in the South Side of Chicago, one with the President of the United States at North Carolina A&T. So it's been a fun, rollicking year. We just published the Undefeated 44. 44 African-Americans who shook up the world, the very controversial, beautifully illustrated list, and we got more to come.
What's been your biggest challenge so far in this first year?
You know, the biggest challenge is just developing a culture, a workflow, a process. Everybody's come from different places. I spent 22 years at the Post. We've had people who have been involved in startups, come from Fusion and Al Jazeera American, Huffington Post and BuzzFeed, and some from my former news organization, the Washington Post. So we're all bringing different kinds of experience together and figuring out how do we harness all of this great talent and become something that's important out in the world.
And you came from a history of working at good journalism meccas. What do you try to, you know, what kind of journalism do you point your writers towards?
Well, we want, you know, we have to have values and standards and all of the things that you have, accuracy, but we want to be different. I mean, we set our mission statement has a tagline of not conventional, never boring, and it's hard to live up to that every day, but I don't want the same thing that everybody else is doing. We want to have, through voice, through storytelling, through innovation, to try to be unique, to try to rise above the crowd in a very crowded marketplace.
I don't know how much you look at the metrics or anything, but has there been a specific story or a certain genre or type of stories on the site that have done the most, that you're getting the most hits on or traffic or something that plays better for you overall?
Well, first of all, if you have scoops are mm-hmm. great. So we had Michael Jordan, giving a statement to somebody who's not known to be involved in social activism, comes to us to speak out on the violence against unarmed black men at the hands of police and the violence against police after those shootings. That was a huge, huge, huge story for us. We've had some other things, whether it's Mark Spears on the Warriors after the Kevin Durant trade and some of the behind the scenes that with that. Sometimes commentary, whether it's Michael Eric Dyson talking about colorism and the way people looked at Steph Curry because of the light skin,
and also the coverage of Kaepernick.
Kaepernick was a lot of social. So the kind of story that does well that we've noticed are about scoops, things that are racial controversy. Sometimes we write about white people. You know, Mark Spears on what it's like to be a white player in the NBA, and the fact that there are not many American white players of stature anymore, that was a huge story for us.
Well, that's good. Kevin, most of all, we appreciate you coming to the Philip Merrill College of Journalism, the Shirley Povit Center for Sports Journalism, and being our guest.
Well, you guys do some great work, George. It's been certainly an honor to know you all these years, and the Povit Center is lucky to have you, and Merrill is doing producing some great young journalists coming up. We've hired a couple of them, as you know, and so we're proud to have this association.
Thank you very much.
Final question for you. Anything in the next 6 months big coming down the line that you can tease for us on the Undefeated that we should be looking for? I got to ask.
We may have something like the Undefeated 44. We may have something that is really I think will really be big involving black athletes.
Okay. Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Shirley Povich Center for Sports Journalism is based at the University of Maryland Philip Merrill College of Journalism. You can find more information online at povichcenter.org. Thanks for listening.